Hey, it's Cameo, and welcome. Just like you, I wear many hats, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life. And there was a time when I felt lost, stuck, and unsure of how or where to start the transformation that I needed. And that's why we're here, to share experiences, lessons, tools, and tips for shaking up your life and living for you. I'm glad you're here, so let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Cameo Show. I'm your host, Cameo. And if you are joining us for the first time, I would like to introduce you to my husband and co-host, Greg Braun. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Cameo. And I am so grateful to be here. This is an exciting episode. I can't wait to do it.
It is. The last few episodes have been on very relatable, but I would say the heavier side of things with regard to topic choice. So today, with it being like just after the holidays, we decided to have a little bit of fun with what we will spend our Amazon gift cards on. And so for anyone out there who has an Amazon gift card, here's some fresh ideas for you of some of our favorite things. Now, before we jump into that, Greg usually likes to start us with a dad joke. Greg, do you have a dad joke today?
Yes, I do. Why don't Amazon packages like knock-knock jokes?
I don't know.
Because they prefer the Ring doorbell.
Okay, definitely a dad joke, but right on topic. So great job. So I would also, before we jump into our lists, like to say that I am a creature of habit. I shop a lot on Amazon and I buy a lot of all the same things over and over and over again. And if I find something I like, clothing wise or product wise, I tend to buy it in as many colors or flavors or whatever it comes in. So for example, this is not from Amazon, but like this shirt I'm wearing, if you're watching the video, I have four different colors because I like the shirt. I'm not flashy or crazy about, I love to dress up, but I'm not like, I'm like pretty basic, honestly. So
I noticed, not to interrupt you, but I noticed in the Amazon past orders, it's like 50 different leggings.
Yeah, but they're all okay. But I have a pair of leggings.
Come clean.
We can start
leggings
right.
Problem.
We can start right.
Is it
there.
Leggings or leggings?
It's leggings. Okay. Leggings, but leggings is fine because we're from, you know, the Midwest where we say things a little funny sometimes.
Leggings.
We can start right there. So leggings, as all the ladies know, are difficult to like love. They're difficult to find a pair. And they all serve different purposes. Oh man. Okay. So leggings, let's give a little background in leggings. You can wear them for like just your lazy, casual day running errands. I wear them to get sweaty and disgusting in. And so like, I don't tend to buy expensive leggings and I know I'm going to ruin them within weeks because they're going to get sweaty and gross and stinky because everyone knows you can't get all the stank out of your workout clothes. So I try a lot of different lower priced Amazon dupes, if you will, when it comes to leggings so that I can see what works, what's squat proof, what, you know, wears well and doesn't pill up, what feels good on my skin, what like doesn't tug down when I do squats or limit my movement in any way. And so that's why you see like 50 different kinds of leggings.
That's no exaggeration.
No, it's a lot. It is definitely a lot of different types and brands, but I have been loving one in particular lately, and I've bought a few different pair, which might be the more recent ones that you've seen, both shorts and leggings. The brand is called Sunzel, and I'm going to link everything in the show notes. So if you hang with us and you hear something that you love and you want to try and you have a gift card, and you want to give it a whirl at our recommendation, which we are not Amazon influencers or anything like that, but I will link everything so you can find it easily. These Sunzel leggings that I like have no pockets. They're high-waisted compression. They're buttery. They're squat-proof. They don't come down. Like when I'm moving around, they don't tug and pull anywhere. And they don't have a front seam. So sometimes you order leggings and you don't know that they're going to have like a seam right in the middle. Whoop. And maybe you don't know this as a man, but when you have a seam in the middle, it creates the illusion of an camel animal. yes, a camel toe. Thank you. We're all adults here.
Yeah.
Grow up cameo. Jeesh. Yeah. So this no.
How are you going to describe that? You're like, it's a, I'm like, well,
I was going to say like an animal trait,
an animal in the desert with humps.
Yeah. Thank you for just saying it for me so I can get over it. But yeah, so no front seam. And so I'm loving them and they're like under $30. So I can wear them, ruin them, buy them again, all for like a few times for the price of what I might spend on a more expensive brand, which I'm not against. I can't justify ruining them either. You know, the more expensive ones when I can buy a few different pair at a time for the price of one. So that's my that's one of the things on my list. So thank you for kind of calling me out and getting us started, but there's a pair of leggings on my list. You want to share one?
So I'm going to go next. So again, we're not Amazon influencers and we are not doctors or scientists or people that claim to know the health benefits of things, but we just know what works for us. So we're just sharing what works for us. So one of the things that I've learned in my life is knowing who to trust and knowing whose opinion you can go to and trust. And many, many years ago, your trainer and bodybuilding coach, Bob Baldwin, advised us of a protein supplement that we have been using for ever.
Over a decade.
And it's this ISO Natural All Max
Whey Protein Isolate.
Yeah. A lot of words there.
Yeah.
But this stuff, it tastes amazing. And I probably have on average 2 scoops a day. Usually in the evening, I'll mix it with yogurt as like my last meal of the day. So I'm getting some protein to release all night long as I sleep. So it's delicious and it's a great alternative to a bowl of ice cream at night. So I would highly advise checking out. It's not cheap, but again, we're using Amazon gift card money here. So give it a shot, see if you love it. And I would bet that you would. I bet if you're interested in, you know, new year fitness goals, getting a lot of protein is very important. We don't eat enough protein if you read about your weight and how much protein you have. At least I know we were looking at that yesterday for ourselves and was like, oh my God, that's a lot of food that we should be eating to meet our protein requirements. So this is a great way because a great way.
Oh, look at you. Yeah.
But So 1 scoop has 27 grams.
Yeah.
Hey, this is my turn.
I know, but can I just add in? Because I also use that. And I didn't put it on my list, but I do use it regularly. It's also very good to drink. So like you mix it in and eat, but like there are some protein powders that are low in sugar. Like this is, I don't think there's any sugar in that protein. And there's maybe like 5 ingredients. It's very clean. And I'd be interested to see if it's the same one that Bob still recommends all these years later, but it's clean. There's no sugar. And a lot of times those taste like cardboard, not this one. This one's actually very pleasant tasting there. We also get chocolate sometimes that tastes delicious mixing it in coffee in the morning. It's just, it has a really great consistency. It's not chalky. It's not cardboardy. And it is a really great way to get in a quick 27, at least with 1 scoop to 50 grams of protein really quickly.
Yep.
Good choice.
Your turn.
List addition. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to stay in the same vein of supplements because I also chose a supplement. I actually have two that are the same thing, but 2 different brands. They are matcha flavored collagen powders. One is Vital Proteins. The other is Primal Kitchen. I feel like I tried both because I thought one might be cleaner than the other. And the one that's not as clean, I like the flavor of better. So I kind of mix and go in between like.
When you have the devil and the angel, when you're like, I'm feeling, I want to be clean. I do this one.
Today, I'm going to like live a little, you know, but I would highly recommend them if you like the earthy flavor of matcha, because it definitely tastes good. I mix it in my coffee in the morning and make what I call a matcha chacha. It's
matcha chacha.
It's coffee and matcha. But matcha, or not matcha. Well, matcha is good for you too. But I was going to say collagen is very, very good for you. It is found in your body naturally. It's 30% of your body's protein. But as we get older, we stop making as much collagen. And so we start to see things sag and wrinkle and our joints start to ache. So collagen is like really great for restoration and maintaining collagen peptides, I guess would be the proper terminology. But like for our skin, nails, our joints, our overall health, it lines our organs. Like there are so many benefits that you can look up if you aren't taking a collagen supplement. Now, the research, I'm going to say, is a little bit inconclusive. So I just think it tastes good. And if there are the benefits that we speak of, because my body is making less of it now that I'm older, I'm going to go ahead and have some, enjoy it, and hope that it does what I'm hoping it's doing. Right.
Don't you notice that your hair, your little hairs grow in though when you're consistently taking it?
I do. I have all these baby hairs up here. You can't see them right now. I mean, these are not bangs, people. These are like not cut. They're not bangs. If you're watching the video, I look like a crazy person. But I have like all these little baby hairs on the underneath too. And I do believe that as I've consistently taken this, I do see extra hair growth. I don't really know what else I would attribute it to. So we're going to go with that. And like I said, I love the way it tastes. There's also chocolate. So we mentioned that about the protein powder, but there's yes. also a chocolate version of collagen that's Vital Proteins too. The container is blue instead of
green. It's amazing.
And it's so good. Oh, it's brown like chocolate.
It's Duh. Yeah. And you mix it with your coffee in the morning. Woo,
it is good. Creamy.
Speaking of coffee.
Uh-oh.
My next one. Now, I would say I'm a coffee expert. I've been drinking lots of coffee my whole life. And this stuff is the cat's rear end.
Camel toes and cat's rear ends. We've gone off the rails on this episode.
But this is amazing. If you could smell this, it's got a coconut kind of a smell. And it's so good. And I just never get tired of it. And they're a local. I think they're down in Sanibel. So sort of local, but amazing stuff that you can get right on Amazon. And
for the longest time, we didn't know it was on Amazon, and we only got it at Costco.
Oh, yeah.
And then they stopped selling it at Costco, and we're like, oh my God, how are we ever going to have that coffee again?
We were devastated. We were like walking down the aisle and was like, what?
Yeah.
Where's our coffee?
Yeah. News flash, we probably could have ordered it directly from the company, one. And two, we probably could have found it much sooner on Amazon if we had just been smarter. But alas, we found it. And Greg is right. It is delicious. It's smooth. It's not too acidic. And the flavor doesn't taste artificial, which is why I love it. Like, it is really a nice coffee. And when I don't mix in the matcha to that coffee, though, because matcha and coconut don't go together in my brain. Some people might like that, but it's not my thing. But
what you got?
Good choice. Let me get back to my list. Okay. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. I have some other items. Some of them I couldn't bring in here with me, but I have some other items. I'm going to switch. A lot of this is like stuff I'm very basic. I either like all the same things or I've been using the same things for a decade, and this is one of them. This, I feel like I should say, all of these things you could probably buy somewhere else always. Like, you could order it directly from the company or like probably buy it in a store in real life human form.
Yeah, but if you have an Amazon gift card, though.
That's right. That's right. This isn't just about preference of how you shop. This is also about having an Amazon gift card. Thank you.
We got to spend that money.
Thank you for the reminder. Okay, so I've been using this since bodybuilding. This is called Norvell Self-Tanning Mousse, and it's the color Venetian. It's the purple one, so you don't look orange, because on the color wheel, purple balances out orange, And self-tanner sometimes looks a little orangey. So not this one. That's why I love Venetian. And you can also order a little mitt so you can rub it on and not get your hands all dirty. But the mousse is nice and smooth and creamy. It make it like moisturizes your skin while you do it. And you get this nice, rich, dark brown color. And I love it. And I use it especially definitely in the winter sometimes. Oh, it even says anti-orange formula. I've never looked at that before.
And I can always tell after you put it on at night and the next day, if, you know, if you're changing or, you know, you know, if you're naked and I'll be like, you look really dark, you know? So it really does. It does work magically. You know, it's like, how long does it last though? How long does the tan?
A few days. If you just put on one layer, I sleep overnight and the bronzers in it make me look really dark. And then when I get in the shower, some of that topical washes off, but it leaves a lasting tan for a couple of days. And then it starts to kind of like get a little splotchy. So I reapply, especially in the winter, you know, for those of you who don't know, we live in Florida and in the winter, it is cold here and it's maybe not cold to like comparison of temperatures for people who live up further north, but for us, it gets cold compared to what we're used to. And so we're not out in the sun all the time or at the beach all the time, like people think, and we get a little pasty. I get a little pasty and I need a little help. So I've been using this for about 10 years, pretty consistently, the same product, same company, same color. Yeah. Ladies, if you're looking for a good tanner, this is a good one to try. What you got?
So if you know me, you know, I love to read. So however you take your content, if you do books on tape, or if you like a good old fashioned book, highly recommend this one. It just came out this year, Michael Easter. He's a brilliant writer. He articulates his words very well. And he puts a great,
like a relevant spin or a relevant.
Yeah. He makes relatable. He makes it very relatable, and it's a very fast and easy read. And it's all about how our brain works and how it's worked for millions of years. And as we've evolved, we still carry around these primitive tools that were for so long meant to keep us alive, but we don't need them anymore because we live in such a, there's a lot of safety nets in our lives. I don't want to give the whole book away, obviously, but one of them was that a person 700 years ago in their entire lifetime would have the news and the information that we get in a day.
Yeah.
So imagine how that stresses out our primitive minds, like just all of that interesting stuff about how your brain works. And then you can be aware of it as you go about your day and know like, hey, that's not really that important for me to stress about, or that's not, you know, something that is relevant now, you know? So just, it's a really cool book. It's Fix Your Craving Mindset and Rewire Your Habits to Thrive with Enough. And he's also really big on rucking. So that's another thing that we picked up from his previous book. He gets a double feature, but his previous book is called what?
The Comfort Crisis.
Yes. And that book actually talks about the power of the exercise called rucking, where, you know, you basically put a weighted vest or put weights in a backpack and walk, and it's so good for you. Low impact, but great results. So big Michael Easter fan. So that's my pick.
I also picked a book.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just share my book. My book is called Fast Like a Girl by Dr. Mindy Peltz. A Woman's Guide to Using the Healing Power of Fasting to Burn Fat, Boost Energy, and Balance Hormones. This book is a wealth of information. Mindy is excellent. She is energetic. She is so knowledgeable. This is the second copy of this that I've purchased, because one I read and gave away and then got another one so I could keep it.
That's how you know a book's good.
Yeah, like I need to have it.
Buy more. Yeah.
It has so much great information. And it's specifically ladies. There's plenty of information about fasting out there and fasting in this book, but ladies, it talks about what's appropriate for us as women, because we have a different hormonal cycle. Obviously, everyone probably knows that. And so our fasts and when we fast and how we fast look a little different than men. And I didn't know that until this book and I started following Mindy. So definitely, if you have a gift card, you're a reader, grab this. You will not regret it. You will keep it as like a reference book, you know, like a really great informational reference book.
And fasting has really changed our lives. I mean, it's a simple thing. When you learn a little bit more about it, you realize that it's nothing crazy, nothing scary. It's just science at work, giving your body a break. When you're not digesting food, it gives it a chance to heal and regenerate. And so it's super interesting stuff. So
yeah, we did an episode on that a while ago about our experience fasting, our first experience with an extended fast, extended being over 24 hours. And it was right around the time I just finished. I should have had Outlive out here too. Dr. Pete Attia, Outlive, excellent book. I'll link that in the show notes. Also, I've talked about him numerous times. I love that book. It's also like a medicinal journal. But I was reading that book and then Mindy's book. When we did our first extended fast, we knew what to expect. We knew of all the healing possibilities and processes that happen and take place in our body. And so it kept us, you know, on the straight and narrow with our fast. It gave us a lot of purpose with our fasting. And so we've made that a normal thing that we implement because of those two books. And also because of what you said, Greg, it's not a scary thing. It's just, it's deciding like this is a really important thing. So check out that episode if you're interested in fasting and kind of hearing just not doctors, just normal people over here figuring out how it worked for us.
Yeah.
What's next on your list?
I've got a good one here. So last year was really cool. We got to go meet a couple of our heroes. And one of them was Ryan Holiday. He's an author. He's written some amazing books. He's a modern day stoicism expert. And he's a very well-known writer out there. But this book's cool because it gives you, it's kind of like a daily kind of a thing. Each day there's a little quote from the Stoic, you know, different Stoics. And then his synopsis of it in like real modern day application of it. So this is a great book to have on your nightstand just to go through, leave even just a couple pages. It's not like a story you're going to follow with, but it's just kind of like touch on it every day. And you can do that all year long and you really kind of build up an arsenal of good knowledge. So I thought this was an amazing book. And this is one that I love to, you know, give as a gift or, you know, because it's just such an easy read and it's like everyone can relate to this stuff. So
for those of you not watching the video, the book is called The Daily Stoic. It's 365 or 366. This is a leap year. There better be 366 in there to cover all the days. Yeah. 366 meditations on wisdom, perseverance, and the art of living. Almost like a daily devotional type thing, but in the world of stoicism. So it is excellent. One of his many excellent books. Looks like I'm up next. I've got another item sitting here that's going to be fun to show on camera if you're watching the video. If you don't have one of these and you have an Amazon gift card, this should be the first thing that you buy. It is a Parmesan grater wheel. Now, let me tell you, this doesn't look like much. There's actually cheese in here.
Show us how you use it.
You squeeze the cheese in the thing and you turn the
open
thing
it up. And
well, the cheese is, it's just a tiny little piece of Parmesan. If you're watching the video, again,
you're literally putting cheese on your desk.
On my book. I look like a maniac in this video, but whatever. This thing is like a major hit. It is a game changer for dinners, for pasta, for salads. It's not only fun to do, but it makes the cheese little tiny shreds that just piles up so soft and gentle, like a little pillow of Parmesan. So you need one of these if you don't have one. Parmesan, it's called, what is it even called? It's not a Parmesan wheel because that would be the actual cheese.
Parmesan grater?
It's a cheese handheld cheese grater. Rotary cheese grater.
Yeah.
Okay.
So before we did this recording, we had all our props on our desk and we were getting ready to hit record and you go, something stinks in here.
It smells funny in here. And then I realized now it's going to smell extra, but I realized it was the cheese. And now that I've grated it all over my desk, it's going to smell like a lot of cheese.
Nice segue here. Speaking of smell.
Sauvage by Dior.
This is the one. Hey, this is my.
I'm sorry.
This is the Johnny Depp commercial where he's playing guitar and looking all badass in the desert. And, you know, just this is that smell that they're promoting. But it's amazing. When I put this on every time, you're like, that's the one. That's the best kind. Because I've got a few different colognes. And every time this is like, this is your favorite one. And it's my favorite one, too. Kind of smells like a Christmas tree.
It does. He tries to trick me. He'll come out with like a different cologne on, and I'm like, that's not Sauvage. And so, also, fun fact, when he puts it on, a little bit of wind blows his hair, like in Johnny Depp commercial.
You gotta say Sauvage when you Sauvage.
When he spritz it.
Or else it doesn't work.
Oh no.
Okay. It doesn't work if you don't. Yeah, you gotta say it.
I gotcha. Okay. I have another one that I don't have here to show on camera. It is not a super fun item, but it is a very, like, if I had a gift card and I need something that's not super fun and I'm not excited to spend money on, this is a good thing to buy for anyone, but specifically for people who get sweaty and gross like we do and don't want to sweat all over your car seats and absorb the stank into your car. They are waterproof seat towel seat covers. They're like a little hoodie that latch onto your car seat headrest. And then they have waterproof, like little sticky things on the underneath so that they don't slide around on the seat and they cover the whole seat. And then you don't have to worry about like changing or taking your sweaty shirt off if you didn't bring another one or whatever. You've got coverage and they're wonderful. And then you can pop them in the washer. If they're like a terry fabric that you sit on, and then the little rubber backings, non-slip, they're great. So I'm so glad that we have those. Again, not very much fun to buy, but a really nice thing to have. And if you have a gift card, makes it better to buy.
I also, this year, this was like my number one Christmas gift this year.
You have to tell them what it is because people aren't all watching.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm like toying with the camera. But this is, it's called the Ridge Wallet. And it's really.
Don't be awesome. Popping your ID out there, showing everybody where we live.
Florida. But it's just a really cool, it's kind of like a new age thing where I used to have the big, thick leather wallet that you sit on and you're like, butt comes up this way, you know, like, and this is just a lot more compact and kind of forces you to just carry what the essentials that you need. So I really, really, really like it. So definitely check it out.
Yeah, ladies out there. Ladies, if you have a gift card and you want to spend it on
your man,
that's a good gift. Yeah. It's like metal, right? What is it? Steel or something?
Yeah, it's like steel and it's probably going to last a long time. So
yeah,
super jacked about it.
And you know what else? Maybe you don't realize about that I didn't know when I bought it without a gift card. I just bought it for you for a gift, but, it also protects you from like some type of fraud scanners that all these crazy, like fraudulent criminals come up with. Yeah. So like it blocks your credit card magnet strip or something so that it can't be stolen right out of your wallet. Fun fact about your new wallet. The next thing that I have is kind of a twofer. They're not the same, but ladies, if you have a gift card and you need things, you know what I'm saying? Again, that aren't very much fun to buy, so you'd rather spend the gift card on it. They're underwear. They're not just any old underwear, though. I've been ordering these underwear from Amazon. They're Under Armour Pure Stretch Thongs. They are like legging material. They're dry fit. I can wear them under my leggings and they don't feel all clunky and they don't ride anywhere. They're wonderful. Check them out. And they're not super expensive. A 3-pack's $20, which is more than like maybe normal underwear, I guess. I don't know how much underwear are, But either way, those are the ones that I would recommend. And I love them. And I just keep buying them and buying them and buying them. The twofer part of it is that these are also underwear, but they're different underwear, but they're called Woxers. And they're like boxers, but they don't have the like man section that gets like, if you wear your man's boxers, it's got a section and it's like extra fabric that you don't need when you're a woman. And so the Woxers take that away, but they're not, they're kind of like spandex shorts, but they're not tight and compressive. They're like a cotton material, like boxers, boxer briefs, and they're super comfy. They're wonderful to wear. Like I love to wear them under my baggy sweatpants or to bed. They're just really soft and comfy. Woxers. They're like boy shorts. They don't roll. They don't chafe. They don't. They're great. They don't have the little extra package holder, whatever that's called on boxers. So there's your twofer, underwear.
Package holder.
Package holder.
So I've got a good one here. So back to Bob Baldwin. He turned us on to drinking glutamine when we work out. Yeah. And it helps with muscle recovery. And so we've just always drank glutamine when we worked out, and it's always been this kind, Beverly. The black cherry is usually the flavor that we get, but we went out on a limb and tried this, and this is actually really good as well.
Yeah,
it's called Wildberry, but there's a lot of research out there, and again, we're not the scientists here, but we just definitely enjoy taking this, and we know who to listen to and trust. So
it's great for so many things. It's Beverly International Glutamine Select. It's an amino acid that you would get in any other type of BCAA, branched chain amino acid supplement. This one has the highest glutamine content. And glutamine is great for muscle recovery because amino acids build proteins. But also it's really great for gut inflammation. It's great for immunity, like building your immune system. So glutamine is something that your body makes already. And this just gives you a little extra health benefit to supplement. If you have celiac disease or if you have intense workouts, like it's a really great supplement to add. Again, 10 years we've been using that consistently. I can't believe 10 years of black cherry you went out on me with the mixed berry, but I ain't mad about it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Actually, I think the black cherry was out or something, because I why would I get something different? I can't remember though. But
yeah, I mean, we're creatures of liking what we like, and that is an example of it. I just go to
Amazon, buy again, there it is, boom.
That's a great gift card purchase, because if you want to try something new, you are a little leery about like kind of wasting your own money, especially when there's so many supplements and different things that work for people or don't. So that's a great one. Okay, my turn. I have this pair of pants that I always get asked, where did you get those pants? And I proudly say Amazon. And they're like a dressier pant. They are a high-waisted kind of like trouser almost. And they have a sash that ties around the waist like a belt, like a little bow. But here's why they're so cute. They also have little bows at the ankle that you tie around your ankles. And I swear every time I wear them, I get asked every single time. And I have more than one color, because back to that whole, like I buy the same thing in all the different colors because I find something I like. They are from Amazon. They're called Grace Karen Women's Casual Slim Fit Pants Trousers with Pocket for Work Business.
That sounds like AI wrote that.
That sounds really confusing, but I'll link that one like everything else. But
I'm off to work business now.
contrary to what the name might lead you to believe, they are really awesome pants.
They're excellent slacks, no matter what the.
they're wonderful casual slim fit pants trousers with pocket. Oh, they have pockets, which is
for work business.
Which is important. We're missing the point that the pants are awesome. But
So speaking of awesome, woo!
He's toying with everyone who's listening. None of the people who are listening can see what you have.
Yeah, I keep forgetting this is also radio or podcast.
Radio, but you're this, like 100. It's not radio.
This, I actually do. I'm going to be turning pretty old here in a couple of days. So, but this is my best friend every single night.
What is it?
I go to bed. It is a foam roller. And if you've never used one of these, you're just going to be in for a treat. I don't even know how much, $20.
Oh, I don't bucks. Know. Yeah, maybe.
But again, you're using a gift card, so have fun. This is amazing. At night, you can roll out. I like doing it on my glutes and my quads, anywhere that's like you feel kind of like knotted up or like tense. You know, you put your body weight on this and kind of roll it out on your back. It feels amazing. And, you know, along those lines, while you're getting a roller, get yourself a yoga mat. I mean, yoga has changed my life. We started doing yoga in like 2014.
14, yeah.
We found somebody on YouTube. It was Yoga with Adrian. And she just posted yoga videos every day for free out of her home. And just 20 minutes at a time, you're just rolling around on the mat, stretching, loosening up. And it just makes you feel so good, especially before you go to bed. Get all those creaks and knots out, but definitely check out a foam roller. If you've never used one, you'll be thanking me. It's nice.
Yeah. You basically, like, if you imagine rolling out cookie dough, that's what you're doing to your muscles, right?
Yeah.
And it also, when you do it, it sings, roll out.
Roll. That's what you do.
No, dad joke. See, it was a dad. Oh, yeah. It was a failed dad joke because I'm not a dad and only dads have the ability to tell dad jokes. All right. Sorry. Wow. I have one more.
Okay.
And it is another clothing item. And it is one that I just recently bought. I haven't worn it very often and I only have one color. So I'm still on the fence, but it's a dupe. And I think that a lot of ladies out there would appreciate it if you have a gift card and you want to try something new. Plus, Amazon's easy to return if you get it and you don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Very easy.
This one has a really long descriptive name too, but I'll just tell you the gist of it. It is a shapewear bodysuit. And this one in particular is V-neck. It's a little busty. That's why I haven't worn it that much. But it really, really does the shapewear thing. It is like tight on your waist, like, help me get out of it. I can't get it off my body. I barely got into it, kind of tight, but like in all the right ways, not uncomfortable, but like does what it's supposed to do. And it's a dupe for like a Skims or a Spanx. And so it's much less expensive on Amazon. It's called,
here we go with the AI name.
It's called Feelin' Girl Women's Thong Shapewear Tummy Control Slim Body V-neck Baja.
Someone's like,
thongs, top jumpsuit, bodysuit. So,
yes. Can you show me where the top thong down?
You will never find that. So it will be linked.
Oh my gosh.
You know, $40 or less when they're on sale, because obviously Amazon has sales every once in a while. It's a great grab just to kind of wear underneath things, wear on its own, wear under a jacket or a blazer. Cinch in that stomach and do it for half the price of some of those others that are more expensive. It's a nice material, but it's tight. It works.
It's taut.
Yeah.
So this is the last thing. This is my favorite new item purchased on Amazon. It's a hat. I love wearing ball caps. This is by a company called Melon, and they specialize in hats for bigger heads. not like big ego, but like just a big melon. So hence the name. It's a very, very comfortable hat. I love wearing it. My buddy Dave was wearing it one time. We saw him and I was like, oh my God, what is that hat? Because it just looked so awesome. Highly recommend it. It's a more expensive hat. I think this is like $60, but it's just really good quality and it's bigger. It's just, I don't know. Like, I can wear hats that are smaller and they just kind of sit up here, you know.
Sit on the top of your head.
I'm always envious of people that can just put a hat on. It looks awesome. Man.
Well, now you have one.
So yes,
Melon.
They've got a lot of different styles and different, you know, varieties, but definitely check them out. Give them a shot. It'll be your favorite hat, I promise.
All of these are some of our favorite things that even when we don't have gift cards, we buy, and we buy on the regular. But if you have a gift card and you want to try some new things that, you know, just some normal people over here enjoy, there's a good list. All of those things, and I probably should have said this at the beginning, all of those things are under $100. Most of them live in the $20 to $40 range. So a pretty reasonable, normal amount, you know, of a gift card. I would definitely recommend even the ones that you picked. I'm with you on all of your picks too, especially the cheese wheel for maximum fun and dinner enjoyment. Do not forget about the Parmesan cheese wheel.
That's your number one gift if you had to pick just one.
I mean, I would buy that without a gift card. If I had a gift card and I was like, it's nice to have somebody else's money to spend on something, I'd probably buy the seat covers. Boring. Or if I was like really feeling like I want to buy something that's just for me, I'd buy those pants with the bow ties, the slip
for work
pants
business.
Trousers for where for work business. Yes. Yes. What about you? Like if you had to pick one of those things.
Oh gosh, put me on the spot here. Oh. Well,
and don't just show us. You got to say it out loud. Like this is not your first time doing a podcast episode.
Well, it's been a couple weeks. I'm out of practice and holidays. I would say, honestly, this is crazy, but out of all this stuff, this coffee, I mean, because I'm addicted to coffee, and that was just the number one thing I looked at and was like, coffee.
I think it's really clear that we like basic clothes, supplements, mostly drink related, and reading. I mean, that's like the whole list. So
boring.
Boring. But we had a lot of fun talking about really boring things. So once again, all of the links to our favorite items will be in the show notes. Have fun with the names of all of them. I would love to hear if somebody like actually goes and buys something that we recommended, what they think, if we're like off in la la land somewhere with our choices here, or if they're like legitimately good things. I think they're good things.
Let us know if you do enjoy any of these things, and also let us know if there's anything that you enjoy that you think we would enjoy now that you know kind of what our favorite things are, you know, if there's something out there, because I always love getting turned on to new gadgets and, you know, new books, especially. And we're always open to your feedback as well.
And if I ever find another pair of leggings and all my leggings research, I will be sure to share that too.
Yeah.
Thank you always for joining us and for your support and for listening and sharing and leaving reviews. We certainly appreciate that. It makes what we do really fun, and we're just grateful every day to be here. So we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, yo. Congratulations on investing into yourself and your growth. I hope you found this episode to be beneficial and feel proud of yourself for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing with someone else who may benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you, so hit me up on all socials at Cameo Elise Braun. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow for new episodes and updates. Also, it's super important to mention, this is intended for entertainment and education through experience. None of it is fully known to be fact and is not a replacement for professional advice from a therapist or doctor. Thank you so much for being here with me. And be sure to thank yourself for showing up.